there's something to be said about reading reviews and reading comments about your content. As a content designer and developer, don't do that. Don't read the comments. Don't ever read the comments. They'll make you think. And I'm not sure if that's a good thing or a bad thing. Hello there, my name is Kylie Kane, and today we're back with more Neverwinter Nights Enhanced Edition. We are playing the Lords of Terror mod for Neverwinter Nights. And this was actually made well before Neverwinter Nights Enhanced Edition, but we are playing it. When we last left off, we had made our town portal down into the depths of the world, and we need to do some spell casting. So while we're doing some spell casting, I want to give a quick shout out to all of my amazing patrons. They are, the page that I had pulled up on is down now. That was very good, very, very solid. I don't even understand what the heck's going on. Anyways, I want to thank all my awesome patrons while we're doing this here. Let's make sure Cat's Grace, Ultra Vision, Dark Fire, Summon Creature, Owl's Wisdom, Greater Magic Weapon, Magic Vestment on her, Stone Skin on me. I think that's everything I want to do. Protection from Evil on myself. There we go. I want to give, while I'm finishing casting the spells, I want to give a special shout out to all of my patrons. Those are the Hyrule Podcasters at $3, Ryan McPherson at $1, Firebrandt at $1, Locathor at $1, Bill from Bill's JRPG Adventures and Other Trappings at $1, Troidal Power at Troidal Power Playthroughs Podcast featuring Troidal Power for $1, and Brett at Skeleton House for $1. I want to thank every single one of those, and you can also join the Patreon at the link patreon.com/KylieKane. You can check that out. Join for $1. You get all the content a week or up to a month early, because I'm just basically, as soon as I create the content, I put it out. Because that's the kind of person that I am. I give to the community as soon as I make content. Anyways, what? Okay, apparently. Wait, this door was locked. Okay, so remember the last episode, I entered found a thing with a locked door behind it. I walked back into the room, and apparently where my portal was spawned me in the door. So the door just unlocked itself. So we'll go forward here. Three Flesh Clan wizards. Flesh Clans. Sorry, not wizards. I was like, three Flesh Clan wizards. They're not wizards. They're not wizards at all. Don't hit Jaina! Thank you. Okay. We're dealing with the Flesh Clan. The bear is taking out. Do I have... I need to check my spellbook very quick. Do I have... Summon Creature 6? Oh, I do. All right, so let's do... Oh, I have more spells to cast, like, across the board. No! That's the sign that I am... Oh, no. Okay. Let's look here at what we can actually do. What does Blade Barrier do? Blade Barrier. It is a run one parallel level blade barriers, being a 30-foot, 30-foot wall of stabbing blades. Anything passing through it will... Ooh, that's a nice spell to have... I might actually take that banishment. What does banishment do? Let's check our spells here. Banishment is a summoned creatures in an area to be unsummoned. That's okay. Control undead, create undead, don't care. Greater spelling, greater sanctuary. What is this? Say a no actions can be taken. We don't care about that. Harm. Melee touch action for 1d4 damage. Oh, reduce the target creature to 1d4 hit points.
Ooh.
That's a cool spell. I might look into that. Let's look here. Let's see. Target of heals, restored to heal full hit points. We'll take that. We're definitely going to take that. Planar ally. This is 1 hour per level. Summon creature. 24 hours. Ooh, can I have planar ally and summon creature up? We'll take planar ally and summon creature for this round. And of course, I'm going to take heal. I'm going to figure out what I can actually do with that information there. We're taking off summon creature on this one. We're going to take a second helping of stone skin. And we're going to take... I'm looking at my my information here. We're going to take... I want to take Monstrous Regeneration, which is 1 round per 2 caster levels. No, I want to take something with damage. Flame Strike. We'll take Flame Strike as the 4th one there. Let's go check out my 3rd level spells. What we can do... We've got Cure Serious Wounds. I think I'll just take another copy of Cure Serious Wounds. 2nd level is going to be something similar. We just take another copy of whatever the cure is for that. Yeah, we're just going to take another copy of Cure, and then for 1st level, we'll do 2 Cure Light Wounds as well. So next time we rest, we're going to be pretty well set up, actually. And I'm kind of happy with that. So we'll do that here in just a bit. All right, let's go check out anything. Can I grab anything from the ground? I don't think those guys had anything. All right, so there's an altar. Flesh Clan Demon appeared right behind me. A couple of them did, actually. And are attacking my bear. It might be a good time to do the resting, actually, because my bear is so damaged. So we can recast our spells. Yeah, my bear's dead. We can do a reset up. We'll reset up everything. Got a gem. A magic rod that is unidentified. And a bunch of gold. So that's cool. All right, let's do some resting. This will... decast all of our stuff, but spellbook is here. Oh, I forgot because my wisdom's higher. I'm curious if do I really only have that on my 5th level at all? Is that all I've got? Okay, cool. All right, so let's... Shoot. Let's go, and let's look at our stuff here. Stone skin. Let's do this. We're going to empty the quick slot, and we're going to assign a spell to the click spot, which is a summon 6th level... Sixth level spell, and we'll go with summon creature. And I'm actually also going to put summon planar ally on here as well. I don't know which one will do better. But, I know what I can do. I kind of want heal more than anything else. Fifth level. What is 5th level? Healing. Monstrous regeneration sounds better than a 2nd stone skin, honestly. Did I say that would sound? No, I wanted a flame strike instead so that we could take flame strike there. Okay, that's fine. That's fine. And what does Battletide do? 1 round per level. That's fine. All right, so let's do... We need inflict light wounds, sound burst, raise dead, protection from evil. Magic weapon is effectively useless. I've got it on my bar just in case I need it as my one of my level... Actually, you know what? We don't need it at all. Level 1 spells, we'll just take another cure, I think, is what we're going to do. Or I'll take another protection from alignment, protection from evil, and cast that on both me and... yeah, I think that's what I'll do. Protection from evil there as well. Okay, so... What was I going to put here? I was going to put another damage spell, I think. That's what I was going to do. And that damage spell was going to be Flame Strike, which is a 5th level spell. Okay, and that's on my first bar. That's set up there. That's set up as heals. All right, so what we're going to do is we're going to rest again. I've got my bar set up now. We're going to touch this altar of blood and regret every single second of it. It's going to be great. First thing we're going to do is we're going to do two summonings. As soon as we're ready, summon him. Can we have one or both on the field? Hold on. Nope, we can only have one on the field at a time. Okay, so that's fine. We'll summon the planar owl. Because the tiger lasts a lot longer, but the planar ally is going to be a lot stronger, I think. So what we may do is summon the tiger, which will be slightly... We'll summon the planar ally. And we'll just cast our stuff here. And do our spell stuff again. All right, Wisdom of the Owl, Greater Magic Weapon, Magic Vestment, and Stone Skin, all on myself. Protection from Evil on myself, Protection from Evil on Janna. And do a double check to make sure that none of this else... Oh, Light can be cast on Janna. I love how I keep calling her Janna. Her name's not Janna, it's Jaina. But I'm just going to continue messing that up. Hope you're all cool with that. And I'm making sure nothing is accidentally overwritten. Okay. Magic Vestment does get overwritten. Okay, so that's fine. Tis okay. Tis okay. I thought Magic Vestment did. But, hey, I didn't know if it did right offhand. So we cast two protections from evil, which will definitely help. And then we have light to cast on Jaina. And the slot is out. So let's go touch the altar of blood. Now that we've kind of looked over our spells, we spent way too much time doing that. First bloodstone obtained. Okay. All right. So we've got to attain multiple bloodstones and put them in these pedestals. One, two, three pedestals. So there's three bloodstones. So we're just going to go down these hallways and see what we can find. All right, we got a hallway to our left with a gargoyle, a couple gargoyles at the end of it. They're definitely going to attack. So I wish they would just do their thing. Come on. There they go. All right, they're attacking, and now we can fight them. Wow, we literally wreck them so hard. Oh, okay. Yeah. You do that, buddy. That was the sound of the green slod making noise. Okay, why can't I open that, though? All right, so there's a big trap in that room, but I can't open it. I'm not sure how I opened that other door either, though. Maybe if I put a pedestal in it or something. I don't know. I'm going to bet the door on the other side is also going to be locked. And it also has gargoyles blocking it. Okay. What the heck? Is there a key I need? Is that what's going on? Maybe. Maybe there's a key I need. Okay, so the green slod cast stone skin on himself, too. Maybe one of these gargoyles has the key? Gargoyle skull. No. Gargoyle skull, no. And it says the object is locked. Can we bash the door open? It absorbs 6 damage. It's just absorbing all the damage we're doing. Okay, that's fine. So we can't do anything, but I'm curious. Hold on. I'm going to see if that was a bug or... a trick. Hold on. We're going to cast town portal, right? And then re-enter the town portal and see if it forces the door open. It did not. Okay. That's what I wanted to know. I wanted to know if it would force the door open. It did not. I don't see anything I can grab. See the Archbishop's journal, which is fine. Well, let's put one of the stones of blood on the pedestals and see what happens. Let's start with the left and then. The door to the east has been unlocked. Ooh. Okay. Okay, so you do have to put bloodstones on the pedestal to unlock the doors. Nice. That's a neat little puzzle trick. I like that. I like that a lot. All right, so we have a horned demon puppet coming out, and he came out hard, strong, fast, and wicked. He's coming to attack me. It's bad. It's bad. We'll see if we can beat him up. He's attacking, but the Slod is attacking. Everybody's you know, pumping damage out. Slod's doing damage. Everybody's doing damage. Okay, so there's a sarcophagus here. Don't step in the middle, y'all. Don't step in the middle. Don't step in the trap. Don't step in the trap. Really? Green Slod, you had to step in the trap, didn't you? All right, 66 and one bloodstone. Nice. Why did you step in the trap, Slod? What are we calling our Slod? I don't know. No, I didn't get it. You know, I didn't get any comments about what we were calling the other things, either the bears either. You coming, Slod, or are you just gonna chill? Know what you're gonna do? Just gonna chill. Okay. He's just chillaxing. All right. So let's do pedestal number two. Bloodstone in the pedestal. Bada boop. Door to the west now unlocked. Nice. All right. And it's also got a monster that is coming out trying to swing for the fences. But our goal today was to get the armor. I still don't know how that door unlocked, the first door, but hey, I'm definitely not complaining. Oh, we got some attacks of opportunity. The Slod got knocked down. I got knocked down. What the hey? We're going to do flame strike on one of these guys. Ooh, what did that do? Hold on. 8 fire, 8 divine, 8 fire, 8, 17 divine. Wow. That's a good attack. I got knocked down again. That's fine. Slod and Jaina are definitely putting in work right now. Where I am just missing so much. It's okay. I missed on a... What did I miss on? Hold on. I missed on a 17? How did I miss on a 17? What is there? Oh, I rolled a 3. That explains a lot, actually. All right, let's see if the sarcophagus is right here. So do not step on the trap. We got a silver necklace, a negative energy burst, and a bloodstone. Nice. All right, y'all, don't step on the trap. Don't step on the trap. Okay, we made it out of there. Okay. Let's go. And what is right over there? How do I get over there? I got to go around and go get that journal. I just saw it. I'm like, oh, did I have a grab? I don't think I ever grabbed the Archbishop journal. There's a lot of gold around it, too, so I think I will grab that. All right, pedestal 3. Bloodstone inserted. The door to the tomb has been unlocked. We are entering the tomb. A bunch of horned demons have popped out like bad. So we're going to instantly cast a Hammer of the Gods, which did a ton of damage. We're going to do it again. Hammer of the Gods just took out 2. Hammer of the Gods is awesome. It is just a straight up badass attack. Now where'd the... Okay, so we have some arcane sentries who just started to attack. They're definitely bad news, but that's fine. We did a sound burst, which definitely caused some problems. Oh, Jaina just died, so that's bad. Let's raise her back up to life. Alright, so she's back to life. She's not a part of my group yet, but that's fine. She is healing. Alright, where'd she go? Jaina? Hey, baby. Jaina, come here. Yes, join me. Thanks. Shoot, what were you attacking? Oh, you were attacking a gloom. Thank you, Slod. Slod was putting in work. What was he doing? He was doing... He's definitely doing something. All right, let's check these bodies. We've got a lot of bodies. We fought some horned demons, some arcane sentries, which had a shit ton of gold on them, baby. All right, and we got a treasure chest right in the middle of the room. All right, the trap trigger didn't really do any damage to me. It did 7 damage to me, but that's not going to stop me from... I'm seeing traps appear left and right. All right, so we got another arcane sentry popping up this way, and it died. All right, so we're going to look around to see if there's anything else in the room we can't touch. Ow, I just set off another trap. Another healer. Ooh, a healer's kit. That's very nice. All right, we have 2 chests in the back. Some gold and a copper ring. Nothing major here. And we got a door out to the west. Where does this go? Ooh, 2 Fire Clan warriors sitting here. Oh, we just did an attack of opportunity. I'm going to do it by War Domain powers. And see if that assists me with getting stronger. Come on, do my War Domain powers. Do them, dude. Okay, we did them. All right, here we go. War Domain powers. That actually, what that does is that grants us an increased strength, which is going to definitely make hitting these guys a lot easier. My Slade is in the other room. Slade is like a weird creature-like dude. All right, so come here. No, not remove disease. Cure serious wounds, you. All right, 1 more cure serious wounds on Jaina. That's why I was saying I really wanted to pick up some sort of, that's not bad. It was a potion of Eagle Splendor. We got a ton of gold, about 200-300 gold from that right there. All right, and we have found Arcane's Vault, which just gave me what? The journal has been... Oh, item acquired armor. Okay. Well, I don't see it. Here we go. Armor that is unidentified. Currently, it's a armor class 7 armor, and we are wearing an armor class 7. We're wearing the same kind of armor, so possibly. Ours is a half plate plus 3, where that is just a standard sort of stuff. So what we're going to try to do is try to get that chest up here open. That just says remains. Which is an icy blade. Nice. What does it do? It's a 1d6 weapon that does 1d6 cold damage. Okay, cool. So that by opening the main chest, we got that. So awesome. All right, let's get out of here then. Let's get this stuff identified. And I don't even know what next, because that was my main goal for today. We still have some stuff to explore, so that's fine. I still don't know how I opened that door. Maybe that door was opened when I did something special, I guess, maybe. I don't know. What am I doing? Let's do that. Thank you, town portal. And we're going to go back to town. All right, cool beans. All right, so let's head over to... Did my bull's strength run out? Hold on, strength increase. Strength is increased. I can only carry 160-70 something pounds, which is a little weird. Where is Kane? Where's Kane? He's not standing in the middle of town, which is really weird. Ah, here he is. He's walking to the middle of town. I must have gotten here really early in the morning. All right, yeah. We're going to ask 100 gold pieces, Arcane's Armor, and Rod of the Ghost. Which Rod of the Ghost uses Ghostly Visage, one use per day. Okay. Long, thin rod make their wielder become ethereal. Okay, that's cool. And Arcane's armor is, it's a holy armor known as Valor, which was worn by the ancient hero Arcane, who was the first mortal to turn the tide of the Sin War and chase the legions of darkness back to the burning hells. Before his death, he hid his armor in the vault near his tomb. It said when this holy armor is needed again, a hero will arise to don it once again. It's an armor class 7. It's a plus 4 armor, okay, which is better than what I'm wearing. It also has a plus 1 constitution and plus 1 strength, as well as a unique special power use once day. Okay. I don't know what that means. What does it do? Okay, hold on. Let's equip it. Okay. So it did bring us up to... Wait, we have multiple items equipped. We have armor AC bonus or spell effects that give armor AC bonus, and the effects will not stack. It did bring my armor up to 29, though. What does this do? Holy shit. What? Brought my armor up to 33 for how long? Examine. What? I don't see the spell. What does it do? What do? And how long? Oh, I'm faster too. What the hell? Okay, let's do some selling. Griswold, hey buddy. What can I do? I'd like to sell you a couple things, if you don't mind. I'm going to sell you this half plate. That doesn't bother you too bad. Can I sell you the Rod of the Ghost? He won't buy it. What about the Icy Dagger? Holy shiitake mushrooms, the Icy Blade, which is something I definitely won't use, will sell for 25,000 gold. I'm sorry, what? That's where I'm at right now, baby. Okay. All right. Okay. What does this do? Catacomb stone. Small stone required when you entered the catacombs the first time. This serves as a mark. You've already entered the catacombs before. Unfortunately, stone has mystical properties, which prevent you from getting rid of it. Oh, okay. Well, I can't give that one away. Damn it. Okay, so you got to keep that in your inventory at all times. Apparently, I'll put that up here. That's fine. I'm wearing a glittering necklace right now, and I'm looking at all my stuff. All right, I do have to go find... Let's look at this. We have a couple bags of holding, which I keep forgetting that we have. We have a magic bag. We have three bags of holding that are just chilling here. That we'll just start tossing stuff into, which will definitely make our lives a little easier. But I do need to sell most of this stuff off, so let's go do that. Now that I've just literally made a ton of money. Will Ogden buy things? I don't remember if Ogden buys things or not. Let's go sell things at Ogden's. I would like to sell you some things, Ogden. I would like to sell you a silver ring, some sapphires we don't need, some topaz. We'll sell you a negative energy burst. That was some money right there. I tell you what, that was nice. Yeah, look at the money I'm making right now. I'm making money. 300 gem pouch. What's in the gem pouch? Just a bunch of stuff I can get rid of. We'll sell the ale. We don't need the Eagle Splendor can stay. Potion of Clarity, Potion of Speed's fine. Potion of Lore can stay. Let's check our second inventory slot. We can move that there. We can move this up here. This and that was just healing items we're trying to move around in our inventories. And we got a bunch of books. Oh, I do have the journal. Okay. Can I sell the journal? Cannot sell the journal. All right. That puts us at 44,000 gold just for selling that Icy Blade, which is definitely something else, to tell you what. So I'd like to see what you're selling, my friend here. We need to buy specifically... I'm going to buy Does he sell? That's 11 grand for 10 healer's kits plus 12. But that is like, my healing's not bad. My healing's pretty good, actually. So I don't need a plus 12. So what do I got in my inventory? I got a bunch of plus threes. I got a plus six, and I've got a bunch of plus threes. So let's buy 10 of the plus sixes. We'll see if we can't stack those. We cannot. Let's look, see what kind of bags we can do here. Is there anything else? Amulet of Greater Health, which is immunity disease and regeneration 1. And that's for 25 grand. Amulet of Health is for 11 grand. That Greater Health, though, what do I have on me? What is giving me the... what is this? Is this helmet giving me... all it is giving me a deflection modifier and regeneration 2. What if I took this and gave the helm to... I'll do this. We'll buy this. Thanks. That makes me... I just made myself immune to stuff. So what does the glittering necklace do? It's just a light. That's all it is. Okay. So I got a rest... Oh, he doesn't buy that type of item. Oh, he can't buy anything right now. Duh, I'm in the wrong menu.
I'm dumb today. It's okay.
Why did I just try to attack Ogden? My brain just broke. I just tried to attack Ogden, so apologies to Ogden there. All right, is there anything else I can buy that's got restoration that I can give to Jaina? Because I don't want to spend too terribly much money here. What can I do for you? Check his premium stuff. What does this do? Mind affection, spell resistance. That is freaking cool. Much cooler than what I got, but it's for 24 grand or so. Moonstone mask. That's more my speed. Listen, search, and spot checks. We got more listen, search of spot checks. Some charisma stuff. A Thavian circlet. It's just right outside my price range. I'm looking at all the helms here. Bonus spell slots. Sorcerer spell slots. Ooh. Would that... Now, if I got... I don't know if that would give me... I don't know if that would do what I want, honestly. Horsehair helmet. What is this? Just concentration? Okay, because what I was looking for was something I could give Jaina... to give her a resurrection, or not resurrection, but what am I thinking? Not resurrection. What am I using? Just a large shield plus 3. What is the shield of the sun? Plus 3. It's a plus 3 plus 2. With searing light, 3 charges of it. Versus what? A plus 2 plus 3? So a plus 2 plus 3, and I can definitely afford the shield of the sun. What about this shield? Plus, it's a spell resistant shield. Okay. We don't care for that. What about this one? That's a plus 4. I'm looking at all the stuff and I'm going, what can I buy that's going to make me stronger? Dwarven Mirth, what are you? You're just junk. Okay. So I'm really torn here. I can't buy a mirror shield. I can't afford it. So, but that Imeskari shield, that seems pretty cool with a nice spell resistance. Imeskari, or, you know, I'm thinking, you know what I'll do? I'll take the Imeskari, which is a 5 instead of a 5, but it also grants me a spell resistance as well. So that's cool. So we'll grab that, and I can afford that. What are you doing? Too heavy. I'm aware. Thank you. Thank you. So that puts me at 28 before I cast the spell. The spell does not last very long, I don't think, which is fine. Let's do some selling. Hey, Griswold, buddy, can I sell something to you? I'm going to sell this right here to you, buddy. I just don't need it. Thank you. For the freaking... How much was that? 10 grand. 10 grand for a shield! the flip is going on? Did I break something? Did something break? Anyways. All right, so I am still slightly overwhelmed somehow. And I think it's because of my gear is too heavy. 45-pound shield. That's slightly too heavy. Arcane's armor is sitting at 50 pounds. I need a ring of feather is what I need. Is there any way I could do that? Like, I know strength does, like, increases your ability to hold stuff. So what if I could find a ring that would increase my strength? Ogden, you don't have anything to sell, do you? You don't sell things, do you, Ogden? No. So who would sell rings? Would... No, because he doesn't buy rings. So... let's do a quick rest. I'm going to cast a quick spell just to be able to move. And then I'm going to go talk to the witch. Because she might have a ring that just increased... I'm only wearing one ring. So I'm thinking if I get a ring that increases my strength... Let's do bull strength on myself. Thank you. There we go. And the movement penalty's gone. All right. So what we're also going to do, because bull strength has now worn off, is we're going to do... I need more spell slots is what I need. Assign... Hold on, let's see. Assign special actions. Assign special abilities. Crafting skills, taunt, detect mode. No, assign other actions. Barter, assign... Nope. I'm looking at all my stuff here. Assign spell. Special spell abilities. This is not a cleric spell. This is like a... my armor command is happening here. Let's see here. Oh, I forgot we had mount actions. That's new. So I want to... I want to put this here. Yeah, I can put it on the taskbar. This grants me speed. Haste. That's what it grants me. So if I could find something that grants me haste, because this is just dope. And something that grants me strength. Even if it's a perma-up. You are correct, my dear. You are definitely correct. So I need either some bracers or rings, I want to say. Magic items. Ring of Protection. Knight's Final Rest. What is that? Wisdom bonus. All right, ring of... Oh, these are expensive. Okay. Ring of 9 lives, which does what? Gives me 11 heals. One charge per use. Okay. Ring of Insight, Ring of Jade, Ring of Fortitude, Acid, Holiness, Fortitude, Ring of the Elves, Invasion, Lesser Ring of Power for 11 grand, which is not what I'm looking for. Okay. Ring of Protection, Fortitude, Purple Dragon Ring, which is just light. These are getting more expensive as I go up. Just looking for a ring of, like, bulls. Oh, I thought they said Ring of Strengthening. I was about to be like, yeah, that's exactly what I'm looking for. Ring of Strength. Can we do that? Ring of Fortitude. What is the Rings of Fortitude? It's just Fortitude saving throws. Ring of Clear Thought, Fire, Necklace, Will. A lot of saving throw stuff, but nothing that I just want that would... natural armor, which is a +4 natural armor. Well, that's dumb. none of this is really working for me here. There's potions. There's a ton of potions. But, like... I need a cloak or something like that. What am I wearing? I'm wearing the Cloak of Ashelhorn right now, which is definitely awesome. But I'm looking for something that literally all it does is just boost movement. Special property freedom. That's cool, but that kind of negates what I'm wearing, dude. So, no. All right, so I can't enchant anything to give me strength. I'm thinking about it. The haste is cool, but it doesn't last very long, by the way. It lasts... it actually really doesn't last long at all. Surprise, surprise. So that's a little worrying. Lester. Hey, Lester, buddy.
I see in you the potential for great... Oh, I could use your help. But
okay. After you've saved... So we need to go save the catacombs. Oh, I've done this before. I've talked about this before. We need to go save the catacombs, which is the next level down, I think. So that's going to be a big pain in the butt, is dealing with the Imis... Okay, we're just going to have to sell the Imiskari shield and go with something lighter. I really love the shield and spell resistance, but we just have to go with something lighter. That just has to happen. Just straight up has to happen. So, we are encumbered and cannot run. Therefore, we cannot use our special thing. Also, note the actual Arcane's Valor actually has a built-in cloak. So the cloak is definitely clipping with the cloak of Ashelhorn, and that's kind of hilarious. It is honestly clipping right now as I am walking very slowly to sell, to go and see what we can do about buying another thing. So let me go over here and buy this. And you want to say my something, or you just want kisses? Podcast gets a kiss break. You guys get all that. That's all. That's all you. Podcast. That's first podcast of July. Gets kiss break. Let me see here. I want to sell this. Can I sell this? I'm gonna sell this to you. I can move again. Holy shoot! I can move again. All right, come here. I want to see your premium shields, my good sir. Got 15 grand. Okay. So. 45 pounds. What is this one? 15 pounds, which gives me the same and a searing charge. You know, we'll do that. We'll do it. Thanks. We can wield that, and that still grants me the armor class of 28 that I want, which is fine, because once I cast all my buffs, let's do some checking. What does my AC go to once I cast all of my long-term buffs? I'm also going to put this on the bar down here so I have it ready at the waiting. Actually, here's what I'm going to do. I don't need... Shield of Faith is like one turn, and I want to say Resistance is also... like, they're so short casts that they're effectively useless to me. So, are we ready? Let's do some simple spell casting at the end of an episode. And we'll kind of find out exactly... you know what? I'm going to cast this time that Greater Magic Weapon. Magic Vestment on her. Stone Skin on myself. And then Light on her. So, we are currently at 29 with all our stuff. 29 is fine. 29 is still very good. It requires a roll of 29. That summoned a Dire Tiger. I need to know, everyone, what is my Dire Tiger's name? Give me a name for our Dire Tiger. We need a name. But that's your task. If you've listened to the end of the episode, go follow me on social media. First weekend of July, this has come out. Go give me the information I need to make this happen. All right, what is my... Hold on. I think Stone Skin is just a damage reduction. All right, well, that's it. We got a Dire Tiger named... Don't know yet. I'll be listening out for you guys to tell me what the Dire Tiger's name is. And with that said, I'm excited. This episode's been a lot of fun. It's been a lot of shopping and just kind of exploring and doing a small puzzle. But hey, sometimes episodes are like that. If you like what you heard, please listen to the end card. Follow me on all my socials and check out the Patreon. It's only a dollar. You get all the episodes early, early, like basically as soon as they're made, that's up to three. Sometimes I make like last month, like the month of July or month of June, I made all of the episodes for the month in the first week of June. So like literally if they got the Patreon, got all of those episodes right off the bat. There's also special episodes that come out. I actually have a Kingdom Hearts breakdown series on the Patreon. You're going to want to go check that out, where I break down all the Kingdom Hearts games, including Kingdom Hearts 3 for the podcast. And those release it once every 2 weeks. I also have random episodes that go up when I find a game that I like that I'll give a brief, either a brief let's play or a brief breakdown of. So it really depends. The next one's actually going to be Control. So that's going to be fun as far as a brief review of, because I am playing it. And it's interesting. I like it. But hey, check out the podcast. There's a lot of, check out the Patreon. There's a lot of good stuff there. Again, episodes early and stuff like that. But listen to that end card. I'll catch you next time. Love you. Peace. This podcast was brought to you by me, Kai Lee Kane. You can find me on Twitter at twitter.com/theversian. You can also find me on Patreon, where you can support the cast at patreon.com/KaiLeeKane. If you want to see me live, you can watch me at Twitch at twitch.com/KaidoKane, where I stream games like Minecraft, Final Fantasy XIV, Diablo II, and other roguelikes. Thank you for listening.